Talk with Maria Bailey. Join Maria as she takes on topics important to you. From the cradle to college, Maria and her expert guests offer information, tips, and tools to make the busy lives of families easier. Now, here's your host, Maria Bailey.
Okay, we are full into swing here on Mom Talk Radio, and we're happy that you are with us today. You know, we got just a couple more weeks until Father's Day. Have you done that shopping? I know I'm trying to do mine early this year, but then, of course, everybody always does those last-minute sales. But Father's Day is just around the corner. I found a really great idea this year that I'm doing. I went to a website called thecoolernation.com, and they take a cooler. I think it's like 42 gallons. They sand it and prime it for you. You buy it. It's $60. They ship it anywhere in the United States. And I'm having my kids paint it. And they're painting it with pictures and images and words that are reflective of my husband. And that's what we're giving him for Father's Day. We are so excited about this idea because every parent loves a handmade present, but this one actually is very functional. It's not a tie, and he can fill it with beer or his favorite beverage, and we can use it on family events. So definitely a really cool idea. Go to thecoolernation.com where you can pick up one of those coolers. I am really excited about that. Okay, and I want to also remember to thank our sponsor, Pre-Mama. Pre-Mama is the prenatal vitamin drink that actually it's a powder that has all the vitamins that you and your little one need to grow during pregnancy. You can find it now at CVS stores. So you want to check it out. You can find it at CVS, Bye Bye Baby, and Amazon. Or you can go to their website, drinkpremama.com. Really great product. I wish it was around when I was pregnant because you take those big old horse pills and you want to choke. Not only that, but they make you nauseous. So now that I've made everybody feel really bad about being pregnant, but go to drinkpremama.com and find out where you can pick up your Pre-Mama. You know, talking about the summer months, I think we're in day three. And my daughter is already saying, Mom, what can I do? And I just looked at her today and I said, you know what? This is why I wanted you to go to summer school. And that kind of shut her up really quickly. But, you know, if you're looking for great ideas for your child during the summer and they get bored, check out some of the bloggers that we have on Mom Talk Radio. Go to momtalkradio.com and you have links to them on our website. When we return, Lauren Sandler is joining us.
Mom's Little Secret, Mom Talk Radio.
Okay, we're going to bring a little politics, a little education, a little family life, all wrapped it up into one in our next guest. She's bringing it to Mom Talk Radio for us because, after all, moms, number one, are voters. Number two, are intelligent. Number three, we're running the households. So we're bringing you Lauren Sandler. She is the author of a new article in New Republic magazine, which I'm going to talk about in just a second. However, you have probably seen or read her articles in a lot of different places. She worked on All Things Considered at NPR and the Morning Edition and the Weekend Edition. She's a producer. And when she left NPR, she pursued her master's. And now she is doing a lot. She's doing investigative reporting, feature reporting. But what we're going to be talking about today is this article on family leave that she just authored in the New Republic magazine. So welcome, Lauren, to Mom Talk Radio.
I'm thrilled to be here.
So, a lot of times when you say family leave, people, I think if you were to say it in Europe, people know exactly what you're talking about. In the United States, though, we haven't really adopted it. And I just want you, if you could, to define it for our listeners what family leave entails.
Absolutely. So you're completely right that in Europe there is a different sense of this. In Europe, and frankly in the rest of the world, not just Europe, but around the whole globe, you know, if you have a baby, it's taken for granted that you're going to get a chunk of time off at pay, because that's what you need to do to keep your society going, right? You know, most mothers work, and we expect most women to have babies. Certainly those rates are going down a bit, and our expectations have shifted a little bit. You know, there's certainly more room for women to opt out of motherhood, but when that happens, society panics. However, society, at least our society, has done a really lousy job understanding the fact that a lot of mothers work and a lot of working women want to become mothers, and that what it takes to do that when we can't say, you know what, have your baby, recuperate, mm-hmm. bond with your baby, and then come to work without losing your house. You know, it's kind of crazy in this country. So really, that's what paid family leave is. Is it, you know, it's not just maternity leave. It's also the ability to take care of a sick kid, to take care of a sick parent or a sick spouse. I think that most of us know that so much of the stress in our lives comes from always having to choose between the work that we have to do and caring for the people that we love. And it's mm-hmm. gotten to a real breaking point. And I think that voters, especially the mothers who you were just referring to, have finally started thinking, okay, enough with this. What we have right now is unpaid family leave. You may have right. heard of FMLA, which is the federal Family Medical
right.
Leave Act.
Right.
And what that does is it says, okay, if you work in a company with over 50 employees within a 75-mile radius and you work more than 25 hours a week, so this applies to now only 60% of the country, we will not force you to lose your job or allow you to get fired if you take 12 weeks off, so without pay. And it's no surprise that a lot of people can't afford to do that. Something called right. poverty spells, which is when people fall into poverty for distinct amounts of time, poverty spells are often linked to having a baby or having a right. sick relative, because you have to take that time. And if you miss a week's worth of work, for a lot of people, that means a month's grocery. That means having to really make impossible decisions. And it's something that we don't feel outrage about enough as a citizenry.
Do you think that the reason why candidates and politicians don't address this is because it actually costs dollars for those companies who are funding their elections?
Well, that is certainly the public perception of it. But where this policy does exist, so there are three states that have paid family leave right now, California, New Jersey, and Rhode Island, and that's it. In those places, it's a fund that workers pay into. So I think that there's this notion that it's an entitlement or something that employers are going to go broke paying for, when in fact, just like Social Security, it's something that workers pay for themselves. It's an earned benefit.
Mm-hmm. And so as we move forward into the election season, what is it that moms can do to, you know, to make this happen in the United States?
Well, that's a great question. You know, a couple years ago, I would have said, oh, you just have to like start running up to people and shaking them by the shoulders and saying, we have to start talking about this. Luckily, now it has become more of a political issue. There are plenty of states that have drafted their own policies, which are up for vote right now. There are some that are undergoing experiments within their own legislatures to see what models will work best. So state by state, and even often city by city, there are things that you can now vote for because people have realized this is something that we need. So I would look up if there is a paid family leave policy where you are, and if so, campaign for it and vote for it. But beyond that, for the first time, there is a federal policy. So a Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from here in New York and Rosa DeLauro from Connecticut got together and said, this is crazy. We need federal policy like the rest of the world has. And they have put together something called the Family Act, which would allow you to take 12 weeks off at, I think, about two-thirds of your pay. After you pay about $2 a week into a fund, your employer also pays a couple bucks a week into a fund in their plan, and that would be enough to, you know, give everyone the time off that they need to not just care for their babies, but all of their relatives. And this is another thing that I think that a lot of us are thinking about is our parents are getting older now. The number of people over 65 in this country is going to double by 2030. And in the next several years, two-thirds of us are expected to care for elder relatives. So I think a number of us are going to find ourselves in a real trap where we have kids at home and we have parents who need us and we got to work. And what are we going to do about all of this?
Well, so you know what?
I'm sorry, go on.
No, I was just going to say, you know, I also think that aside from, you know, the sandwich generation and all of that, that there are just times in life. So many moms think that you need to be on maternity leave. Well, I have to tell you, as a mom who has kids in college and in high school, I actually needed time when one of my children had an issue in high school, when I just needed time off from work, you know, because sometimes your older kids need as much attention as a baby. So it's a really good topic, Lauren, and I appreciate that you wrote about it. We're out of time, but it's a good, I want to tell everybody, go read this article. It's really good. And take a stand on this because Lauren has, given you a lot of information in the article. And, as a mom, you should be empowered to do something about it. So thank you, Lauren, for being here on Mom Talk Radio. We have a link to you and to your material on Mom Talk Radio as well. And moms, listen. This is our year. This is our year to like really get out there and make a difference in the election. And don't just be like thinking, well, hey, you know, there's a woman running. There's a lot of people running and we should be educated. When we return, we're going to turn the spotlight on one mom who is doing pretty amazing things in the kitchen. In fact, she has a website called Skinny Kitchen.
Helping you succeed at the most important career you'll ever have. This is Mom Talk Radio.
I am super excited today to put the spotlight on a mom who's doing amazing things in her kitchen and in the world of food. She's Nancy Fox, the mother of two, and the owner of the website and blog, skinnykitchen.com. So welcome, Nancy, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thank you, Maria. I'm so excited to be here.
Okay, so skinnykitchen.com. Give me like the two-minute version of what it is and what we'll find there.
Right, so it's a website. It's not a diet. It's about taking the most decadent recipes. I love to do restaurant makeovers and copycat recipes, but things that you think that are taboo if you want to be healthy or actually lose weight, one or the other. And so I've learned to, through simple tricks like adding a lot of sauces and onions and sauteing onions in the microwave instead of in a pan with oil, but then adding them to recipes, just a lot of tricks that I share with the people that follow me on skinnykitchen.com. But what the results is, I've got over 1,000 recipes from sloppy joes to grilled Reuben sandwiches to a dozen meatloafs and mashed potatoes and french fries, but all skinny versions of the decadent.
Wow. Okay, so I got to ask you this. How do you make a skinny version of a mashed potato? Because I don't eat any white potatoes, but my kids love them and it makes me cringe every time. Yeah, every time I have to make them.
Well, anyways, I have several. Well, the thing is that that's a personal choice, but actually white potatoes have gotten somewhat of a bad rap. They're actually, you know, they come from the ground. They're loaded with potassium. So they're really not the horrible thing that some people feel. But all that said, I do skinny sweet potato, you know, mashed potatoes and sweet potato fries. But for your kids, I offer many versions from dairy-free. For example, my boys are both a little bit lactose intolerant. So my dairy-free mashed potatoes, you cook the potatoes in boiling water, and once they're cooked, you mash them, and you add a little bit of reduced sodium chicken broth and reduced fat butter and a little salt and pepper. You mix it up while the potatoes are hot or on the stovetop, and they're dreamy rich and decadent. And you'd A, never know that they're skinny, and you'd never know that they're dairy-free. But if people don't have a dairy issue, I use reduced-fat butter. And I do one more gourmet with roasted garlic. So mashed potatoes are very versatile and really fun to change up.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, you actually come out of the food industry, right?
I do. I spent my entire career way back when, fresh out of college, I opened up my first business. I opened the door 6 months out of college, and it was the first business way back in the 80s, I'm dating myself for sure, where my sister and I brought home-style baking to retail, and we created all kinds of flavors of muffins and mini muffins and cookies and brownies and created gift baskets that we delivered around the L.A. area. And it wasn't long before Hollywood found us. So we were the gift to give for, you know, still, the company still exists. I don't own it anymore. But for, you know, 30 years, we had every major movie star and record star and movie studio. Our baskets even went to the White House. So kind of fun.
Wow.
Things were so decadent. And I really wanted to get my husband healthy, myself healthy, and my kids. So I started playing around in the kitchen after I sold the company. And lo and behold, I ended up with a whole line of low-fat versions of decadent baked goods and food.
That's very cool.
So,
very cool.
Yeah, so I opened a couple restaurants called Nancy's Healthy Kitchen. Did that for many years. And now, fast forward, I share everything I know on skinnykitchen.com.
Wow, that's amazing. So this isn't just, you know, someone in the kitchen just kind of guessing at what they're doing. You really have some experience here. Okay, so we have just 60 seconds left, and I was just I want to make sure that I get into the segment. Nancy's, all of her knowledge can be found at skinnykitchen.com. We have a link to it on Mom Talk Radio. Nancy, thank you so much for joining us. And I want to just add here that if you are a Weight Watchers user, she has a huge following on Weight Watcher followers. So you want to check it out. If you're on Weight Watchers, this is a place to go, skinnykitchen.com. So when we return, we've got so many awesome things. We're going to talk a little bit more about nutrition. We're going to talk about Father's Day gifts. And we are going to talk about the psychology behind our children, which, you know, could be an hour-long show, but we're going to just give it a few minutes. Anyways, when we return, we're going to move our attention to Lisa Lynn. She is a metabolic weight loss and performance nutritionist.
You succeed at the most important career you'll ever have. Welcome to Mom Talk with Maria Bailey.
Okay, while we're on the subject of eating right, I thought that it would be wonderful to have an expert who is an expert on performance nutrition and weight loss. She is a woman that you have probably seen on Dr. Oz, on Fox News. She's been, gosh, in so many magazines, from Martha Stewart Living to Fitness Magazine. She is Lisa Lynn, and her website is lynnfit.com. She brings to Mom Talk Radio 25 years of experience and just a myriads of way, and I'm very excited to have her. So welcome, Lisa, to Mom Talk Radio.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, I'm going to ask the, like, $10,000 question. I was on an airplane the other day and I was thinking to myself, okay, how many more baby pounds do I have to lose? And my youngest baby is, like, I don't know, 18. No, not really 18, but in her teens. So what is the best way for busy moms to lose weight and keep it off? We all think we know the answer to that one.
Well, you know, I like the fuss-free approach, like the less decisions, the less fussing, the less dishes made, the better off for my weight loss, because I think that's where mothers really fall off. It's, they try to do what they were doing when they were 20, and we're not 20, and our bodies have really changed.
Yeah,
sorry to say.
Great. Okay. So.
Yeah, you know what? I believe, I'm a firm believer that if you know the rules of the game, you can win. And I see women above 50 getting in the best shape of their lives. It's just you have to kind of accept that hard truth that what you did when you were 20 or 30 isn't going to work above 40.
Okay. Well, how do you know what's going to work then?
Well, for the most part, I like to put everybody on the approach that works for everybody. I hate blanket statements, but the truth is, if you really focus on lean, clean, thermogenic foods, which if anybody wants to go deeper, I go deep in my book, The Metabolism Solution, about that. Thermogenic foods are foods that promote weight loss and boost your metabolism versus foods that slow it. And most of the foods we eat when we're not at the goal weight we'd like to be, it's because we're not eating the thermogenic foods. We're eating too many of the other.
Okay. And would I guess that the thermogenic foods are the ones that we know we should be eating, like lean protein and vegetables and fruits?
Of course. Oh, actually, more vegetables and lean protein and minimal fruits if you're one of those moms who's really struggling with belly fat. But you know what? That shouldn't sound as negative as it came out of me, because it's delicious if you know. Like, I put over 100 recipes in my book for that reason. Everybody tells you what not to eat. I felt like no one ever tells us what you can eat that's delicious. So I took some really simple recipes that not only are delicious, but will get you to that pre-baby weight, maybe even better.
There you go. So what about exercise? You know, some of us, I'm guilty of this right now. I'm a huge exerciser. However, right now I know that I'm right there on muscle memory. I'm just going through the motions. I shouldn't expect to get any kind of new results because I'm just doing the same old thing. So many of us that are busy, we just go, okay, I ran 5 miles today. That's good. But what really should we be doing?
That's fine, by the way, and it's 90% of your weight loss or get in shape result comes from the foods you eat. And so I think one that I find, and I stand corrected because I wasn't always this way, what you just said to me tends to be the secret to success for lifelong fitness versus these crazy wall climbing mother activities that you can only do once in a while, and you end up so hurt from them you can't consistently do what you just described. And so I say dial in your diet. What I also find is that when we dial in our diet and we feel better, we have more energy, and the next thing you know, you're doing an extra set, you're lifting an extra weight, and you feel better, so your exercise is better.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad I'm doing something right there. And what about over-exercising? Because we hear about that too.
Yeah, very huge right now, by the way. In fact, one of the biggest, I have tendonitis in my finger from answering all the emails, is all of these boot camps that come up in the spring. We punish ourselves. And I'm finding that what they're doing is making women hungrier. And the truth is, you can boot camp all you want all day, but you still have to dial in your diet. And it's not so bad, because if you really sit down and have a conversation like you would with your kid about, what do I really love and can't live without? For me, that's frozen yogurt and some kind of a cheat meal on the weekend, maybe a little fried calamari. Then I don't mind eating all the other stuff to support what I want to eat. And if you can think about it a little differently, it would be like your kid saying he wants to play video games all day and not study, yet no one's policing the parents. And so I say police yourself. Have the hard conversation with yourself so you not only lose weight, like my systems, people are losing a pound a day, but you're also living with a little liberty.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't have to exercise is the bottom line. You don't have to kill yourself.
So just want you to know, what I can't live without is popcorn.
Yeah, me too, by the way.
Yeah, it's like a really bad thing.
It's a good thing, actually. Pumped with fiber, you get more. There's no gluten in it. So I say kudos to you. Good job.
Oh, yay. Okay, I just got permission.
Two things
from
you're doing
Lisa.
Right there, mama.
Woo, that's awesome. Okay, so we just have 2 minutes left. Can you just tell me what everybody will find on your website and mention your book one more time to us?
Absolutely. My book is called The Metabolism Solution, and on my website, lynnfit.com, you'll find lots of success stories of women just like yourself who have done it, and lots of resources. I actually have a leanteen.com website helping families, family fitness challenges, because what I find is, women, if you want to get in shape and lose weight, you got to get your family on board if you can, because the odds of you staying at the light weight is better if the whole family's involved.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio. I'm going out to get your book because you're so knowledgeable, and I want to check it out myself.
Makes it easy for us to tell you the truth. And I love when the mothers say, "My son wanted to drink a protein shake. That way, it allows you not to have to be so perfect later."
That's right. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on Mom Talk Radio, and we have a link to your book and your website, lynnfitt.com, on Mom Talk Radio. When we return, we're going to turn our attention away from us and to our fathers, and we're going to talk about some great Father's Day gift ideas.
The number one podcast for busy moms, Mom Talk Radio.
I am excited to be joined today by the founder and CEO of Joy of Mom. She has a website, joyofmom.com. She's Vicki Reese. She's an author, guru of all things parenting, children's product creator, and above all else, she is a mom of three. She has a lot of creative energy, and she has just put out on her website her Father's Day gift guide, which we're going to talk a little bit about. And also her book is out, Joy of Mom. So you might want to pick one up as some great summer reading. So welcome, Vicki, to Mom Talk Radio.
Hi, Maria. Thank you so much for having me. Love your show.
So you have a whole bunch of really cool ideas for your Father's Day gift guide on your website. How do you go about picking out the perfect thing for Father's Day?
You were so sweet to ask. Thanks. I'm a little nuts kind of with like everything I do. I love curating things, and I love finding things that have like deeper meaning and that I know, you know, my husband would love, I would love, my brother, you know, things that really are special. And when I did this for Mother's Day, I was finding things that were just so much more. Everything was just very meaningful. And I had like a list of store-bought things and then low to no cost things. And I did the same with Father's Day. So I really just do my research, find things that I'm so drawn and attracted to. Mm-hmm. And then from that, you know, do a lot more research. And then, you know, always look for, you know, good companies, good ethos, great products, and frankly, not your average kind, if that makes sense.
It totally does. So I tell you what, I'll trade you some of your ideas we'll do a little trade here. At the top of the hour, I was actually talking about a website that I found called thecoolernation.com, where you can order your cooler all sanded and primed and then paint it for your father, which is what I'm doing. But yeah, it's very cool. So let me talk a little bit about, so you have a great find here on your website for the golfing dad. You have these personalized golf balls. So tell us a little, what do you love about that?
Well, what's interesting is this. That one I was a little conflicted on, because my little one's actually a golfer, a competitive golfer, and I know it's always about the golf ball, you know, but I thought, who doesn't love to have something that's sweet, that's personalized, that are reminded, you know, of their children? And when I wrote it, I just thought, oh my God, it was like such a cute thing, because when things get rough, kind of like no pun intended, They get to see, you know, because golf's such a frustrating sport. And I thought it was such a sweet thing, you know, for dads everywhere, because, you know, most times when golf comes up, everybody's like, I love golfing, but I'm a terrible golfer. So I think it's more about the sentiment of the golf ball, and also the cute little, it's like the golf ball marker, than, you know, getting the latest, greatest, you know, golf ball, if that makes sense.
It absolutely does.
All around gift.
It absolutely does. So, okay. So I want to, one of them makes me laugh, and that's the mountain bikes for dad, because I don't even know if my husband knows how, there's a running joke that my husband doesn't know how to ride a bike. So I think that's a great idea though, because you never think, I mean, the beginning of the summer is such a good time to want to get outdoors and go bike riding after work as a family and that kind of thing. And you kind of forget who has a bike in your family from year to year, you know? And I love that idea that you put a bike on there.
Thank you. It's so funny that you said that. I love it too. And what happened was my husband surprised my daughter and I thought it was like 10 years ago, but when I brought the bike that had two blown tires yesterday to the bike shop, which is actually kind of hard to find a bike shop repair this day and age. The guy was so sweet. He's like, you're being really kind. It's much longer than 10 years ago. I am so excited to like ride my bike. And there's just something about a bike that, I think is just so, you know, universal and timeless, and we should do more of those things.
Yeah, and it really does get everybody out. And when the days are long, it's awesome. Okay, so then talk about fitness. You were talking about the smart fit band as well, which is something I wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah, I really wanted to, you know, when I was looking for kind of, although, you know, everybody is so multifaceted, and we kind of organized it around, you know, for the dad athlete, for the stressed out dad, for the dad who loves fitness with their kids. And so when I thought about the dad athlete, my husband does not have the smart fit band, so I have to look at that because I just came back in from out of town and I'm going to be getting his Father's Day gift soon. And usually we make something as well. That's kind of always a tradition, but I keep hearing about the smart fit bands. You know, most conversations I'm in, somebody brings it up. So I was so intrigued about it. And the more I looked into it, I just thought, has to be on the you know, Father's Day gift list guide.
That's right. Well, we just have 1 minute left. Can you just tell everybody what else they would find on joyofmom.com?
Sure. Well, we do everything from finding and curating great tastemaker, if you will, products for moms, for children, from, you know, like fashion to, I'm like obsessed with cleaning and organizing, where it's like clean, green products. Featuring always indie mom brands that we just find from all over the world and love to make our world a little bit smaller by sharing these things, these gems, and also a really lot of thought-provoking blogs. That's my favorite thing right now. You know, my daughter just graduated from college, and it's always about stuff that I'm going through, other moms are going through, these universal themes that really touch us in such deep ways and make us, you know, pause a little longer, think a little deeper.
Right.
And it's really all things inspiring for being a mom.
That's great. That's great.
Sacred journey.
I'll have to go
Thank
read
you.
That because I have three graduating from college next year. So I'll have to go read. And myself, I am going to be so rich when they all graduate from. I keep saying that, but I'm sure that next will come weddings and there'll be something else to spend the tuition on. But we have a link to joyofmom.com on Mom Talk Radio. So go check it out. There's a great list of Father's Day ideas there that she has put together. When we return, we're going to turn our attention to a book series that you might want to grab and take to the pool this summer. I am excited to have with us today Yvette Arugio. She is a psychologist and a therapist, but she's also an author. She has a book series called that you can find at fallenthebookseries.com. Today, though, we're going to tap into her to talk a little bit about the Kentucky family recently who was, quote, off the grid, and she'll explain a little bit more about that. But we're really excited to have her today on Mom Talk Radio. So welcome, Yvette.
Thank you so much, Maria. Thank you for having me on your show, and hello to your listeners out there.
So recently in the news, we saw about a couple that were living what we call a simple back-to-basic life in a rural off-the-grid shack, but they lost their custody of their 10 children because of an investigation in the state of Kentucky by the Family Services. Talk to me a little bit about off-the-grid and, like, I guess, if parents who do that deserve to lose their children.
Well, you know, for me, the term off the grid, I find, you know, it doesn't resonate with me well because, you know, if this was 100 years ago, that was the way of life. You lived off the land. You were self-sufficient. You taught your children, you know, the moral core and, you know, they had a moral compass going. And so that was the way of life. You know, fast forward 100 years where we have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all of these influences, which are, for the most part, I think, negative, you know, in rearing children because, you know, they're watching social media so much that they don't have opportunity to, you know, get back to basics, which is, you know, family values, core values. I think what's most traumatic is that the state did step in and remove these children, not permanently, but temporarily, from these two parents that were self-sufficient, educating these children, feeding the children, making sure that they were healthy. That's more of a detriment, I think, than, you know, than Joe and Nicole Nogler, you know, moving out of the city and into a more basic lifestyle. What must these children be feeling? I'm sure they're feeling separation anxiety. I'm sure they're wondering what's wrong. I'm sure the parents are feeling, you know, most lost without their children. And when do we have the right to step in? You know, if you want to do a welfare check, okay, fine, to make sure that there's nothing going on. But then you have the Duggars that are live, you know, on prime television TLC, looking, you know, the picture of wholesomeness, and then there's deviant behavior right there in the family, and we're watching it every week.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, who's to judge, you know?
But what about, and I agree with you, because, I mean, we all have a different parenting style, and if we choose to parent, you know, I mean, look at the parents who are raising their kids in the Florida home, the Versailles home, and, you know, we don't know what happened to their 18-year-old who might have committed suicide. And we don't know what the effects of the over-the-top richness is either, right? So it goes both ways. But what about the fact that their 19-year-old son has actually supported the intervention? Does that make a difference?
In that vein, you know, it's unfortunate because, you know, he was about, I believe, 9 years of age or 10 years of age when they decided to move out of the city. So, you know, with your first one, that's their firstborn, you know, you that's where you're making all your mistakes and making all your successes. That's your litmus test. And so with him, you know, they thought, you know what, we don't want to do it this way. And so he already had a taste, you know, 10 years. That's a lot of living in this time and age, to be infected and be influenced by the internet. And so for him, I think it was just a rude awakening to be pulled out of that setting, you know, internet, the world, and now he's in this very rural setting. So I don't think it sat well with him. But for the others that came after him, that's all they ever known. So they're fine with it. So for him, I think, you know, there was a bit of resentment, and that's where that's coming from.
Yeah, well, there's a lot that can be said about this. It's a good discussion, and I'm glad that we began it here. So thank you so much. And I want to tell everyone and remind everyone to check out the book series, FallenTheBookSeries.com. And I want to thank you for joining me today on Mom Talk Radio. Remember, there's lots of really great Father's Day gift ideas. Go to thecoolernation.com to find that cooler that I'm giving my father. And we'll be back again next week at this time. Don't forget to follow us on Mom Talk at Mom Talk Radio on Twitter and Facebook and all the likes. We love to follow you, and we love to talk to you throughout the week. I'm Maria Bailey. Have a great week, everyone.